Yeah, I was just giving Kenny and Rico the backstory of that story. What?
Thank you for that.
Yes. That was me, but that's back when it was hard to acquire Cialis, apparently. That's right. All right. This is exciting. I've only filled in a lot of laughs for a Thursday. From Rico's father to lighting a grill with gasoline to taking Cialis. That's what we give you on a Thursday. However, we also give you, this is exciting, deal breakers.
How old were you?
25?
Jeez, what are you? Okay.
This is deal breakers. Let it go.
So you have a coworker who invites you over for a barbecue, but he can't grill. Is that a deal breaker?
Yes.
No, that means you get to use the grill. It's a very nice grill.
Do you clean up the grill afterwards since you can't actually use it? Or does that person have to clean the grill?
I'll clean it. Yeah, if they're nice enough to grill on my grill, I'll clean it. Sure.
Do the same rules apply to your wife after?
See, that's just out of bounds. Just out of bounds. You've been hanging out with Rico too much.
So you're dating
Kenny,
this guy.
Kenny, we say these things off the air.
I demand respect, all right? Go on.
So you're dating this guy. You're 25, he's 25, and he needs Cialis.
Well, I'm not dating a guy, though. What?
This is for the women out there.
Oh, I see.
So they can all text in and say, a 25-year-old should not be using Cialis. No.
Okay, guys.
Normally.
Guys, this is not for on-air purposes, but since you brought it up, I was 25, I was given it, and the person that gave it to me said, you should try this. So I said, well, I don't need it, and they're like, try it, trust me. So I used it, and it was amazing. It was wild. Are we done?
No.
The time's this show end? Can I go home?
All right, sure, you're done. All right, here we go. A real one. You and your friend of yours have children in their mid-20s. The difference is that they've coddled their son. He is just now learning to do laundry, clean his own bathroom, pay bills, grocery shop, and even attend his own doctor's appointment.
Ride his bike.
You have let your friend know they have done a horrible parenting job. They got upset, haven't answered the phone or returned any text messages. Is this a deal breaker?
Deal breaker for who? For you?
For you, they're not answering. Is it a deal breaker for them?
So I told the friend that their kid is horrible.
So it's a two-parter. Deal breaker for you and deal breaker for them because now you told them about themselves.
Rico's been giving me parenting advice at least for 8 years.
I really haven't.
I don't think I would have told them because I think they would have known all by themselves if their kid's constantly calling them, asking me how do I do laundry or make a doctor's appointment.
You know what? They're probably disgusted with themselves.
Here's the thing. I've learned I let people raise their own kids. Because, Lord knows, don't leave them at my house because I don't want to see them. So, if this is what you choose to do, you want to raise a bunch of losers, you go right ahead. You will be a drain on society. But, sure, why not? Coddle them. Make sure they, you know, always get their participation trophies. That's fine. So, I probably would have just kept it to myself, especially because they're 20. Yes, that's a grown man now.
Yeah, what is you saying anything going to do to help at this point?
Right, like, exactly.
And you should have said something maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. And just tell your significant out, like talk behind their back. Don't tell them to their face.
That's what I do with you.
Absolutely. Wait, what?
So what I would do, now if I was the other person, can you really be that upset? Because once again, you know what you raised. And if this person's a grown man saying, hey, how do I book my own doctor's appointment? Guess what, honey? We failed. We failed as parents.
Get off my health insurance. Get out of my house.
I agree. You've been married to your significant other for about 10 years. You have two kids, but haven't been on a family vacation in 5 years. Haven't even been out together on a trip in 7. But she enjoys the solo vacations. She can be free and have adventures where she can get attention from other men, she says.
Whoa.
You trust her, love her deeply, but is this a deal breaker?
Wait, is this somebody we know?
Jeff, I'm going to let you answer this question.
All right, so my wife has gone on a couple 3-day getaways.
But that's why I'm letting you handle this question.
It's not for another man. It was with a friend. But I have no problem allowing my wife, because I trust her and love her, to go on a vacation with somebody else, a woman, of course. And that also means that daddy gets a little alone time when she comes back, meaning I get to go on a golf trip and I don't have to feel bad because she's stuck at home with Olive. So I love the fact.
So hold on, let me get this
I love the fact of her going on another vacation.
She's on a beach.
Yeah.
You're on a golf course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what it chooses.
I guess that's what you love, right? Yeah.
But as far as like going to a place to get attention from other men.
She's at a romantic getaway. Well, you're at a golf course.
I guess my question is, do I get to go to a place where I get attention from women?
It's the wrong question.
You're at the you chose the golf course.
That's the place you chose.
Right. I'm totally fine with that, by the way.
She chose Bahamas. You chose to go play.
I don't think the Bahamas are in our budget. But
not your
budget, not your budget. You got different budgets, man.
I'm just gonna say no. It's the simple answer. I don't know why Jeff's doing all this stuff.
A lot of mental gymnastics.
No, sometimes,
yes,
though,
absolutely.
Sometimes as a guy, when you want to go out.
I feel that's a very Jansenist answer, just kind of going all around.
Jansenist. I like that. That's a new word.
That might be in Who's Headed Tomorrow. No, sometimes when you want to go out and like when I want to go golfing for 3 days, it's kind of a big deal. I got to get out. Somebody's got to watch Olive. So if I tell my wife, you go on a 3-day vacation, then we're even. Then I don't feel guilty for leaving. It's perfect.
But Jeff, I've often called you, and as you're golfing, Olive's right there with you.
A couple times, yeah.
So how is this even?
I'm just saying, when I go up north.
Rico, I feel like we're on the same page with this, but Jeff,
he's trying to justify.
He's jumping through 11 different hoops.
If I have kids, we got kids together. No, you're not going on this trip so other guys can dote on you, and I got to take care of these brats.
She's purposely going on the trip so she can get attention.
Right.
No.
Right.
Jeff's saying, well, as long as I can get other attention,
well,
yeah, too,
so
that's fine.
I can go play the back nine.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, do I get 4 days of golf out of it?
This sounds real healthy,
it's only
Jeff.
Attention. That's all it is.
Sounds real healthy.
All right, next deal breaker. I'm taking this one. I'm just going to tell you up front. I'm taking this one straight from the headlines because it happened last night in this city.
Oh, okay.
You are a comedian. You are on tour with an R&B artist. They call you back on stage after your appearance, and you decide to call your unborn child the B word. You get booed off stage. Is this a deal breaker you're a participant at the concert?
You call your unborn daughter a joke.
It was a joke, they said, and that's what they went with.
If I'm in the audience,
they got booed off the stage.
If I'm in the audience, I was there to partially see a comedian, so I'm not really offended by the joke.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Why am I being offended?
Right.
Because
if you go to see a comedy show and you know who the comedian is.
Right.
It wasn't a comedy show. It was an R&B concert with a comedian attached to it.
There was a comedian, though, on the card.
Right.
So you knew you were going to see a comedian.
And comedians, they say un-PC things, and it's funny.
That's
so,
the whole deal.
Why did he call his unborn daughter a bitch? Like, honestly, what's the context here?
That is the context.
So I'm having to deal with this bitch.
Basically said that she's expensive already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
And I mean, he got booed off the
booed off the stage.
That seems a little.
Honestly,
let's just say this: the R&B artist can be considered a gospel artist as well.
Oh,
okay,
You didn't say that first.
Know your crowd. Yeah. Then you know what? Maybe if that's the case, I don't have this comedian going up on there. Yeah,
well, I was about to say, is the comedian a gospel religious dude?
No.
Okay, so
not even from.
Could
the
you
city.
Imagine? Like, what? The comedian goes to a gospel act. Hey, I want to tour with you. You do realize my demographic is different than yours. Like, why would the comedian tour with this person?
The initial set, he was great. He was clean. He
came
back on stage because the artist wasn't ready, and then went to that joke. So,
okay.
Why would either of them want either of them on their tour together?
What, were you there?
I know a lot of people that were there.
Who was it?
The comedian?
Yeah.
Forgot the comedian's name, but the artist was PJ Morton.
But was the joke funny?
No, they booed him immediately.
No, I understand they booed him because of the whole B word and the baby, but was it a funny joke? Like, if you're not...
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's got to be funny. That's the thing. If you're going to call a baby that, it's going to be a funny joke.
It wasn't funny. And that is deal breaker.